What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Thursday, November 18th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, only place you'll get updates to my sims as we get closer to lock. Please let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. And finally, shout out to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get up to $25 on your first deposit. Now, we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Isaiah Hartenstein, Nikola Jokic, Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen, if he plays, Terrence Mann, if he plays. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, I'm looking at Aaron Gordon. He's just power forward eligible, which is annoying, but 5,100, projected for 28. The goal's 37. He's in the optimal lineup 26% of the time. Aaron Gordon's seen a little bit of a bump in minutes with no Michael Porter Jr., and we know no Will Barton either. He's basically like a little north of 0.8 fantasy points per minute, but I'm giving him 34 minutes, 18% usage, 14-7-3. I know that's like a pretty minimal baseline. Pace down spot against Philly, but better matchup because it's no Joel Embiid. I just think that Aaron Gordon's going to play a ton of minutes today. 34, you know, he could easily play 36 in a competitive game. So I like the idea of, you know, having the upside of two additional minutes. That would put him at like a 30 fantasy point projection. At 5,100 on a day like today, just a six game slate, I think that works in the mid tier. Went well yesterday, back to him today. Number four, Darius Garland, point guard eligible, 6K, projected for 33.5. The goal is 40.5, and he's in the optimal lineup 29% of the time. I gave him 36 minutes. He's playing monster minutes right now. We don't know the status of Lauri Markkanen or Jared Allen. I'm assuming Allen in, Markkanen out. We know that there's no Evan Mobley. We know that there's no Colin Sexton. Right around 0.95 fantasy points per minute for Garland. 19.5 points, 6 assists, 3 boards. Big time pace up spot, though, against Golden State. They gained 2.6 possessions over their average. Golden State's a really fast team. Cleveland, very slow. So I think this is a really good benefit for Garland. And if he's playing 36 minutes, if this game stays competitive, I think you're going to want Garland at 6K. At number 3, I'm looking at D'Angelo Russell, point guard, shooting guard, eligible, 7,200, I almost said 7,800, projected for 38. The goal is 45.5. He's in the optimal lineup 30% of the time. He's playing bigger minutes as of late. He's playing well, 1.15 fantasy points per minute in this spot in 33 minutes, 28% usage, 20.5 points, 7 assists, 4.5 boards, almost 2 stocks. Pace up spot pretty significantly against San Antonio. They gained 2.8 possessions over their average. So you're getting Minnesota in a pace up spot. And honestly, they have like 3.5 guys that do anything from an offensive standpoint. That's going to be Russell, Edwards, and Towns. Malik Beasley off the bench from time to time. I'm loading up on Russell because he's going to shoot. He's not the only Minnesota guy I want to recommend either. But in at number 2, I'm going Tobias Harris. Didn't work out last time. I'm hoping that changes here. Small forward, power forward eligibility, 7,500. Projected for 40.5. The goal's 47. He's in the optimal lineup 31% of the time. Tobias Harris just has a monster usage rate when there's no Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons on the floor. In this case, no Danny Green as well. 35 minutes, 1.16 fantasy points per minute, 22-8-4, a stock and a half. It is a very significant pace down spot against Denver. That is something we want to pay attention to. Philly loses 3 possessions under their average, but I'm still getting to Tobias Harris as my number 2 guy in a massive pace down spot. That's how big of a change he sees when these other guys are off the floor. This is the Tobias Harris show, everybody. 30% usage, 7,500, my number 2 contender. Now, before we get to that number 1 contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman, and let me know in the comments who your favorite and least favorite contenders are for today's slate. Plus, one last shout out to No House Advantage, the presenting sponsor of this video. Closing it out at number 1 with Anthony Edwards, shooting guard, small forward eligible, 8,200, projected for 42.5, the goal is 50, and he is in the optimal lineup 33% of the time. This dude just guns. He's incredibly inefficient, but he still takes those shots. 37 minutes for today, he's playing a ton. I know it's a back-to-back, I don't think it matters for Edwards. 1.15 fantasy points per minute, 25-7-4, two stocks. And that same matchup as D'Angelo Russell, big time pace up. They gain 2.8 possessions over their average. You get him at shooting guard and at small forward. Really nice balance. What's not to like? On a six-game slate with all of the shots that you would expect Edwards to take, he becomes my number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Thursday, November 18th. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck today, everybody. Win some money. We'll be back again, closing out the work week tomorrow with another edition of The Contenders.